begging me for you.
You can blame it on him, blame it on him, blame it on him.
KAYTFM 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
And so in this crisis hit, David was not playing around with God. He didn't even consider relying on his own strength about his wife and his children. He immediately went to God. He immediately asked God for directions. Amen. David made sure that God was in on this crisis. He wasn't trying to be all hard and self-reliant. So David calls for the effort and inquiries of the Lord. David knew, praise team, that it was time to put on the garment of praise. Amen. David knew that it was time to see God's guidance again face to face. David knew it was time to look to the hills from which cometh his help, because all of our help comes from the Lord. David knew it was time to see God's guidance. And just like David, we must turn to God when we are faced with difficult circumstances. So my second point is, we must seek divine direction. All right. Seek God and his guidance first when you are in a crisis. Yes, let your first response be to go to God in prayer, but don't just go to God in prayer. Sometimes we have to shut up and listen for the answer. The Bible says our God is a prayer answering God. God knows what you need before you even ask. I remember the old saints used to say, he'll hear you when you call, and he will catch you before you fall. God knows what you need before you even ask. So quit talking to yourself, trying to reason your way out of it. Quit talking to your Facebook friends. I had to throw that in. Get off of Facebook. Get off of Instagram and all those other platforms where you go and type in all your business. Get off of that and talk to God. Who we talk to, the counsel we listen for when we are in a crisis or when we are deeply troubled, says a lot about who you're putting your trust in. We talk to everybody else except God. But I stand this morning to tell you to go to God immediately. Go to him in prayer. Pour your heart out to him and wait for his answer. There's no certain way to talk to God. You don't have to use all these long words that you don't use in your everyday life. Just talk to God and tell him what's going on. Just like you talk every day. Some people get messed up because they think they have to, you know, talk a certain way. But just tell God, God, I need you right now. These kids up in here acting a plumb fool. I need you right now, God. Just talk to God and let him know. And so what you have to do is put on your garment of praise. I know it can be difficult to fight when you are going through. I know it could be challenging to set our minds and our hearts to give God praise when we are going through. But church, praising God is a powerful way to fight against darkness and despair. So we have to find a way. When it's hard, church, we have to find a way to put on our garment of praise anyways. We have to praise God openly and praise him verbally. Now listen to this. This praise is a personal praise, church. Can I say that again? This is a personal praise. You can't be worried about somebody else's praise. You can't be chastising other people about how they praise because you're looking on the inside. But God is looking at the heart. So quit trying to chastise people about how they praise God. You don't know how they're feeling in their heart while they're sitting in their seats. God knows, though, because God is looking at the heart. And you're looking at me whether I'm clapping or running around the building. But I'm sitting there with both bad knees and I'm praising God with all my whole heart. Leave folks alone. Just worry about yourself. This is a personal praise. Your spirit of despair is covered by the blood of Jesus. God desires for us to be joyful and worshipful. God desires us to put on a garment of praise for our spirit of heaviness, that he might be glorified. So, church, seek divine direction when you are in a crisis. As we look at verse 8, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, this is David. He asked the Lord, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he, the Lord, answered him. God is a God answering, a prayer answering God. God said, pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them. And without fail, recover all. David prayed to God and asked God, what shall I do? What shall I do, God? I don't know who that's for. But y'all ask God, what shall I do? Don't call your girlfriend. Don't go on Facebook. Go to God and say, God, what shall I do? And wait for his answer. God is a prayer answering God. Jesus said in Matthew 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Amen. Luke 11:9, Jesus says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. John 16:23-24 says, Jesus says, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. So let your first response be to go to God in prayer and listen for his answer, because he will answer. How many know that he will answer? He will answer. He did it once, and he will do it again. He will answer your prayers. So God's assurance to David, pursue, take action, overtake him, catch up with him, catch up with the enemy, and recover all, A-L-L, get back everything that the enemy has stolen from you, reminds us that divine direction is key to reclaiming what the enemy has stolen from us. God's answer is clear. Pursue. For you shall surely overtake them and recover all. Listen, my sisters and my brothers, 2024 was a tough year. The enemy came in and has taken a lot from us. But God has given us the keys for restoration and victory in his word. Amen. Number one, strengthen yourself in the Lord. Number two, seek divine directions. And as we go down to verse 18 and 19, as I prepare to go to my seat. In our text today, when David's enemy stole his family and burned down his home city, Ziklag, and everything in it to the ground, he wept until he couldn't weep anymore. But David had a choice. He could either accept the loss, feel like a victim for the rest of his life, he can throw a self-pity party like we do, or he could encourage himself in the Lord. Pray to God for a divine direction. Gather up his men, pursue the enemy, overtake the enemy, and recover everything that was stolen from him. Recover it back from the enemy. Amen. So as we prepare to enter into this new year, 2025, you are now informed and you know what to do to recover all that the enemy has stolen from you in 2024. The text says in verse 18 and 19, and David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and his two wives and his children plus some. Ain't God good, church? Ain't God good? Ain't God good? I know it's not properly English, but ain't God good? We thank God for restoration. Everything we need to know is in the Bible. Lord, we thank you for restoration. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus the restoration of everything that the enemy has stolen from us. That God wants us to have it back, church. The favor of God will restore everything the enemy has stolen from us. Thank you, Lord. God will give you great victories in the face of great impossibilities. We lost some things now going on for over 4 years, starting all the way back to 2019 when COVID raised its ugly head. Yeah. But it is time to reclaim everything that was stolen from us. Mm-hmm. Reclaim total restorations of our families, church. Reclaim your relationships. Reclaim your time. We have returned to worship, but it's not quite like it used to be. But trust me, it can be. It can be. We have to reclaim that. We have to reclaim our treasures and our finances. We have to reclaim that. We have to reclaim all the opportunities. We can't worry about the president of 2025. We have a God who loves us, has been blessing us, and that will keep on blessing us. We just have to give him the praise, give him the honor. God loves us, church. So it's time to reclaim everything that was stolen from us. Reclaim your blessings. Read your Bibles, what it tells you. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. Blessings are chasing you down, trying to overtake you. You are not just a conqueror, but you are more than a conqueror. You don't have to wait to be a conqueror. How many know that you are a conqueror right now? Not only that, you are going to a new level in 2025. How many believe that? You have to believe it in order to receive it. You have to believe that you're going to go to the next level in 2025. You have to claim that. Every tongue that rises against you will be shown to be wrong. No weapon formed against you or your ministry will prosper.
Come on now.
No weapon. I know who the thief is. Anybody in here know who the thief is? I know who the thief is. And he must restore to you 7 times what he has stolen from you. That's Bible, church. So stop limiting God and trust in God's ability to exceed your expectations in 2025. Anybody claiming their